The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Rotatoes! It is me, and I'm back again. And I'm probably not going to talk about Force of Extinction today, because I think that our backer will have just ended by the time you're listening to this. But that doesn't mean that you can't go back. I think you can do pledges and stuff like that afterwards. There might even be a backer train going on, like, immediately afterwards. I doubt that it'll still be going. We probably didn't even fund, right, guys? Right? Did we fund? It'll be fun, can you tell me? Because I'm still in the past. I'm still in the past and still have no idea how we did. Oh gosh, I'm so nervous. But it's going to be a great time, and I hope that if you did back, a million squillion bajillion thank yous to you, because I do not take that lightly, and I know what it means for people to give up their time and money to support what we're trying to do over here. So a huge, huge thank you to everyone who did back. And if you didn't, don't worry, there'll still be plenty of opportunities to grab yourself a copy of Force Extinction as and when it does come out. But it might be worth checking out the back of it, because I do believe that you can pledge after the fact and get things like the exclusive monster cards that we have available, and you can purchase some of those. But today we're going to be carrying on with part two of our holiday slash Christmas arc, which of course you could have got access to months earlier at an appropriate time of year had you been over on the Patreon. So it's a good time to go over to the Patreon and try and find that stuff out. Awesome. I appreciate you. Hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you drink some water. Without any further ado, take it away past me.
Shaddy and brother making your way through. I will say, give me each one piece of tactical gear that you would like. And as a caveat, you can use it once this series. And if you do so, it will give you an automatic success.
Ooh, that's fun. Really good one, Ed.
Okay, dude, there's so many options in here. So I'm thinking, here's my two options. Okay, Shadi, you can help me choose.
Okay.
There's a gravity grappling hook, okay? Which is like this bit's attached to this bit, but I fire that bit and then I kind of get pulled up using inertium, you know, up to that, up to like a ledge or something.
Sounds cool,
right?
Yeah.
And it can kind of grab hold, which is pretty fun.
Use that.
And then I just pull on like a like little like thing over my eyes. Night vision. And I look cool as well. Like, that helps.
Which one do you want? Which one speaks to your heart?
I think I want the grappling hook.
You want the grappling hook?
I think I want a grappling hook, yeah. What are you going to get? There's so many options in here.
I take the grappling hook.
Wait, what? No. What, dude?
Yeah. I want this.
What?
I'm going to use this.
No, it's mine.
No, I'm going to use this.
What do you mean it's mine?
You should use this, and I just, like, grab, like, handcuffs.
Man. What the fuck? I don't want just normal handcuffs.
No, these will be good. Imagine these could be good if we need to, like, restrain somebody.
No, I want the grappling hook. I saw the grappling hook first. Give it to me.
Yeah, no, but give me the grappling hook. I have it in my hands now. Finders keepers.
Give me the grappling hook or I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
In public?
Yeah, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay. Enjoy your night vision goggles, or you can have or you can use these handcuffs.
Well, maybe I want to use these handcuffs, actually.
Oh, yeah? Then you should use the handcuffs.
Okay, I will.
I dare you to use the handcuffs.
Yeah, fuck you. I will. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take your dare. No, great. Fine. Okay.
And I hand him the handcuffs and I walk away with the gravity. With the gravity.
What? How did that... Shit. Shaddy's so clever, man.
You have a grappling hook and a pair of handcuffs.
This is, I love that this is a theme with Shaddy of getting people the worst stuff.
Yeah, it really is. This is going to have any dire consequences this time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll store these handcuffs right over Yernal's heart. Just in case I get shot or something.
Genius. Genius.
Good thing they don't have holes.
It's a target, actually. It's a target over your heart. There's just a hole right where your heart would be.
Yeah, literally. It's like, shoot here. Yeah.
Look, honestly, if they get me in the heart, I mean, fair play. You know,
yeah, fair play.
Good job.
You know what I mean? Good shot.
Your purchase is made, and your company card still completely limitless. The Turlets are wanting for many things. Power, yet more profit, but money has never been of issue to them. And so, making your purchases, you eventually find yourself towards the end of the day, approaching your ship. Between the two of you, what does your ship look like? Precariously perched beside the sky docks of this particular establishment.
Ooh, I feel like it's probably like a slightly old, like a couple years old of the fanciest ship. Like it was like given to us as like a, like, this is a great ship, incredible ship, one of the best you could have bought 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like been really pristinely taken care of.
But next to it is parked the newest model. And we're both staring at that one like, that one's got extra jet thrusters on it. I want that one. Yeah. Why can't we have that one? I'm imagining it looking a bit like what's his name? Yondu? No, not Yondu. The guy from Lilo and Stitch. You know, like that. It's got like the three jets on the back, and then like a kind of bulbousy bit. But I imagine the cockpit's kind of small and way too small for like these two huge dudes to like fit comfortably. So we're just kind of crammed into the cockpit.
Oh, it's so interesting you say that, because unfortunately for the both of you, it is not just two individuals that will be making this trip. Because as you look between the two ships, yours and this much, much newer one, you see a figure standing next to this shinier model of your own. Tall, almost 8 feet, incredibly broad, covered in shimmering, shining plate that looks almost like musculature. And you can see this robotic figure is standing to attention, as emblazoned upon his chest, you can see a designation, 8R-0, the original 8R model belonging to the Turlets.
It's Bro!
Bro.
Hell yeah.
Oh my, is that a Bro model? Bro, that's
bro.
Crazy.
Bro.
We're gonna be three bros.
Yeah, Shaddy's just like staring at it, like looking at the, like, the way that the plates kind of form like a muscular feeling body, and he's just like, oh, whoa. And he like looks at himself and he's like, soft. And he's like, jeez.
Just pinching, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, just pinching his rolls.
You don't think they've sent this bro to, like, look over us? Like, I'm Journal Turlet, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, the guy. Like, why do they need to... I understand why you might need a babysitter, but I thought that's what I was doing, so what's this fucking bucket of balls doing? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
We'll go and talk to it.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
I'm older, so you go first.
What's up, bro?
Hey, yo, bro, how you doing, bro?
Shaddy's, like, taken aback by how, like, like forcefully he's greeted. He's like, I'm good, man. What's going on? What are you up to? What are you doing around here?
Well, I'm here sat next to your ship, bro. I'm waiting for you guys so we can make our way up the company tower, yeah?
Oh, you're the guy. You're the guy who's coming with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm here to ensure everything goes according to plan, you know.
Right, Mr. Shank mentioned.
Okay, listen, I don't know what your primary directive or whatever is, but I'm the eldest, okay, in this situation, so I'm in charge, and I'm going to need you to, like, dial it down a bit, because you're loud, and we've got to be quiet, okay, on this mission. This is stealth, so just keep it down, okay, bro?
You just watch as he tweaks one of his nipples, and you just see as he just, okay, yeah, I could do that, bro, don't even worry about it.
He literally dialed himself down.
Chatty, I have no idea why. That made me feel so uncomfortable.
Shaddy is now running his finger on like his arm.
Shaddy, please don't do that. Please don't touch your own nipples.
It's just crazy, man. I've never been this close to one of these things.
Hey, do you work out, bro? You look great.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I've slung a weight around every now and then.
Yeah, no, I can see it, bro. You get sun?
Get sun or some?
Sun or some? I don't know. I kind of just want to connect with you, bro.
Kind of neither, but. It's fine. And then Shaddy just kind of like starts like backing away from him. He's like, he like feels like this guy could probably actually kick his ass. It feels like there's like this weird, like this doesn't feel like he's saying bro and he's being bro. But I'm like, this is like a machine that could rip me to pieces. So he kind of just like backs away
easily
towards the ship. He's like, I guess we should get going.
Don't worry, bro. He just, he's not like, it takes him a while to warm to new people. So, you know, don't take it personally.
Wait, hang on a sec. This hunk of junk is yours? I thought it was this shiny spick and span thing.
Wait. Oh, this isn't your ship? The big one? The shiny one?
Oh, no, I assumed this was yours. What? That's your one?
Yeah, this one over here is ours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Did you not listen to the part where we said we had to not stand out? Okay, if we're taking a... this thing, you know, everyone's going to know that we're coming, you know, whereas this thing, it's
unassuming.
Yeah. So it is a choice.
They used to tell me in school, they used to question whether I was actually as stupid as I seemed, or if I was doing it so that people would have low expectations of me.
This is exactly what we're doing here.
Yeah.
What was the verdict on that?
I choose not to answer. Yeah, we have to get out of here. And Shaddy just backs into the ship. He like opens the door like without looking. He's like feeling for the handle. And then he gets on the ship.
And I'll do it as a slide with the bro and say, hey, listen, just so you know, I'm in charge, okay? I need you to say it. Say, journal's in charge.
No, that doesn't compute, bro.
Okay, fine. But just like don't get in my way or whatever.
It's real hard. I'm like so fucking wide. I mean, look at me. I'm fucking jacked, man.
Jesus, I just fucking hate you, thank God damn it. Shaddy, is the soda machine still working?
Broken.
No! Fuck! Ow! He punches the side of the ship.
Inside of the ship, there are a number of different things. There's a broken soda machine. There's an old foosball table. You could also see a 3D printer to one side as well. That almost looks like a bed as well. And as you step inside and you take in this dusty, rusty bucket of bolts, bro kind of looks at the both of you and is like, okay, so who's flying this thing?
Shaddy.
I could try.
I would, but I'm like captain, so the captain probably shouldn't pilot, you know?
All right. Yeah, I can do it. I passed my ship steering exam.
Yeah.
After the fifth attempt, so I can do it.
Five, dude? What?
Yeah. But I did pass.
Are you sure that you actually passed and it wasn't just a situation where mom and dad just paid for you to pass?
Did they do that kind of stuff? Shaddy has this like moment of realization, like where he's like
Yaddle's like just sort of nods a bit and then yeah. No?
Thank you.
World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shadi, can you make an insight check, please?
That would be a 17. I am rolling really well today.
As you ask that question, whether your parents would have possibly paved the road for your successes, a flash in front of your eyes, an echo of a memory. What happened that day of your fifth driving lesson?
That's great. Shadi like has this memory of he flashes like doing like the sort of course, like the like sort of steering course, and like barreling through like barrier after barrier, like just like absolutely biffing it. And then when he goes to like bring the ship into dock, he like overcorrects and scrapes along the side of like the dock, parks the ship on the dock instead of like in the space. And then he like stops and he looks at the instructor, and there is just like the like most stern man who is like frazzled, sweating, like he's like gripping the handles or like the armrests on his like chair and just like shivering in fear. He's like sick. And he just looks out the front window and he sees my parents standing there with their arms crossed, and he just looks to me and he just goes, "Flying colors." And that's it. That's how Shadi remembers it.
But it's not the only way. Yernal, how do you remember your brother's fifth driving lesson going?
I think Yernal remembers being in like the waiting room, hearing a crash as something landed on the like what looked like on the actual roof of the like building that we were where I was waiting for Shadi to be done. And seeing this frazzled man coming in, kind of kicking up and screaming and being like, "I've had enough," or whatever. And then just walking very calmly over and informing him that my parents would have him killed if he didn't pass Shadi. Huh. Did I do that? Fuck. No, I didn't do that. Did I do that?
Yo, what are you guys thinking about? As you are both just broken out of this reverie, both of you kind of doing that Zach Braff Scrubs head tilt up towards the corner of the roof, as once again, the memory, it is gone. There's an echo of it, like a shimmer on the surface of your mind, but gone. Nothing, like deja vu.
Ooh, boy. You want to play some foosball?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we just walk out of the cockpit, not going anywhere. We're just
like, "Hey, no, it's fine. I'll drive. Don't worry about it, guys."
After all that, we just let him drive.
As the ship slowly begins to levitate off the docks and entering into hyperspace, shoots off like a comet. which, it has to be said, makes playing foosball very, very difficult, as the ball is just sliding around. Like, artificial gravity isn't really a thing, and you're slammed around. And can both of you make dexterity saving throws for me, please?
Oh, no. Dex? Okay, well, six. I'm fucked.
19. 19 for Yernal.
Yernal, you take 1 point of damage as you manage to just, like, pull the seatbelt around you. Shaddy, up, down, towards the side, round. At one point, you see Bro just doing a cartwheel, corkscrewing around hyperspace as you take a full 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now I remember how we broke the soda machine.
But good news, as Shaddy slams into that self-same machine, you just hear a... as just rolling out a little bit of space pop just falls down a can into the tray.
Perfect.
I'll walk open, crack that open, put a foot on Shaddy and just be like, dude, nice. You really took that hit.
He's like coughing on the ground, like, can I have some?
Yeah, I pour it on Shaddy's face.
I'll do it. Thank you.
And Shaddy, with that space pop, you regain 5 points of health.
Woo! Nice!
We're back.
Yernal sees that it does some good and downs it immediately.
You gain another 5 temporary hit points.
Yes! This shit's so good. What the hell do Mom and Dad put in this?
Honestly, probably best not to ask. As you continue flying, and is there anything that either of you are doing on this journey?
I think Shaddy would like, would like to go over the kind of plan here and just be like, okay, so we know this merger is happening. We have to stop it by any means necessary. Now, I kind of feel like given that, you know, this is going to put them not on parity with Mom and Dad, but like not far off. They're not going to, you know, the deal's not going to stop unless we stop them. So I'm thinking we have to like take out some key figures because this deal's gonna keep, they're gonna keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Wine them, dine them, convince them to not do the deal. Take them out.
If we're gonna wine them, dine them, and then put a, you know, sword through their, between their shoulder blades.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna kill these guys?
Yeah. We're gonna kill these guys, for sure.
And these guys are bad guys, right? Like, this is, we're not killing people. We're good. They're like good people. They're good people to kill because they're bad, right?
When have we ever thought about that? It does not matter. Just like Mom and Dad said, there is no such thing as good and bad.
Of course.
Only those on top and those on bottom.
Yeah. Everyone who ain't us deserves death.
And remember, they hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. Turlets for life.
Yes. If they're not a turlet, they need to be...
in the toilet.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
Don't say... Mom's gonna... Don't say the T-word, man.
All right.
Mom listens, okay? On the ship. Okay, she has mics everywhere, okay? If she hears you say the word toilet, you're gonna be so fucking dead.
Okay, know? Well, what if I have to go to the toilet? We don't need to talk about this.
No, don't. Okay.
That's fine. I'm not going to talk about toilets anymore. I promise.
Yoda like puts a finger up Shaddy's mouth. Shh, 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 shh. Shut up. I slap him. Shut up.
Ah, what the fuck? And Shaddy slaps him.
No! Ow! Fuck you! I'll punch him.
Okay. Shaddy punches him back.
Can both of you make a strength check for me, please?
Strength or athletics?
Just plain strength.
Oh, that's good. That's good for me. I rolled a 23.
Fuck, I rolled a 2.
Well, I have bad news for you, because as you're slapping and fighting, and as this is escalating, and this looks entirely like a game, Bro rolled an 18, which with a plus 10 is a 28. As you
Shit.
Feel both of you just like slammed down to the ground. He's like, hey, this looks fun. Let's go arm wrestling. Okay, let's go.
Yo looks up wide-eyed, has finally met an individual that might be stronger than him. And it's just like, no, this can't be happening. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to wake up in my bed. I'm having a nightmare.
I wouldn't do that, man, because we just arrived.
Okay, good. Awesome. Chatty.
Huh?
Chatty, I need you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Do you think I could take this guy in an arm wrestle?
Not even on your best day.
What? Not even on my best day?
Not even on your best day.
What? But wait, no.
He'll rip your arm off, Urinal. Don't
no,
do it.
No, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Okay, just shut the fuck up. Stop saying that, okay? That hurts my feelings.
Try it then.
Okay, I will. If that's... Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is the way I banish this demon. Okay, you fucking steel man, let's go. Bro, me and you, arm wrestle, right now.
Oh, hell yeah. When do you want to do this? Over the foosball table or...
Where else would we do it? It's the Bro Coliseum.
Okay. Right. Almost done.
Okay.
Okay.
My arm is visibly shaking. I'm like...
You doing okay, Chief?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm so fine. Do I know from my years of being... I was the COO for a bit, though what of that I remember, I don't know. Because this version of Yarnell wasn't the COO, that's for fucking sure. Do I know of any, like, structural weaknesses on this bro model? Because Yarnell's 100% ready to cheat. Like, he will not lose face in front of his brother.
Make an Arcana check for me.
Fuck, it's like the one thing I'm not good at. Nat one! Fuck, I'm dead! I'm gonna die! He's gonna rip my fucking arm off and beat me with it!
You know that the 8R model is one of the most popular models that the Turlet family make. It is proliferated throughout the Axis system. At one point, it was claimed that there was almost an 8R to every household, although this was nothing more than marketing.
Mm. I remember.
But what you do know is that the original model was perfect. The original model was flawless, so much so that the Turlets kept this original model around. And that was 8R0.
Good. Okay, let's do this, fucker. Let's go, fucker.
I'm gonna say with your natural one, you're rolling your strength at disadvantage.
Fuck you, that's fine. I don't even need that. I don't even need it straight. I actually want disadvantage.
Yeah.
My arm's getting ripped off. Is this athletics or is this strength?
This is strength.
Fuck! With disadvantage. Fuck, I got a natural 20. Fuck you! Oh, man. I got a 16.
A 17.
Fuck, I could have fucking done it! No!
As you are dealt 11 points of bludgeoning damage as he just, and I rolled a 1 on my damage, as he just...
Oh, whoa. Sorry, Captain. Didn't mean to do that, bro.
Okay. Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna rip my fucking arm off, and you're gonna give me your arm.
Make a persuasion check.
That's what's gonna fucking happen right now, okay? Because I want that fucking arm. Fuck yeah. 16. Give me your fucking arm, you piece of shit.
You just see his eyes just a little bit, and then looking at you,
yeah, okay, bro. And he just begins to just unscrew his right arm and just like, here we go.
I'm so excited, and then I remember that I've just told this robot to rip my arm off, and I'm like, whoa.
As he just reaches across and very, very jolly just grabs your right arm and yanks, and in that moment of utter pain as your scream rings out... Can you make an insight check for me, please?
Oh, shit!
Uh-oh!
24.
You said that Yernal used to be the COO, though this is something that he does not remember anymore.
Mm.
But in the back of your mind, even as your head fills with a white-hot pain, as your arm is just ripped clean off, and Shadi, you just watch blood spurting over the nearby wall. It, for a moment, before you completely pass out, Yernal, you realize that for whatever reason, this robot, though it has been sent to handle you and your brother, it obeys you as though you were in charge of this entire company. whether you understand it or no. And suddenly, you are back in the room, blood spurting out of your shoulder, streaming over, just a Jackson Pollock of red on the wall.
Oh, fuck! Oh, my fucking God, fuck! I turn around and I'm like spraying the blood all over Shaddy, just like, fuck my fucking arm, dude, fuck!
Shaddy's like sticking his fingers in the hole, like trying to like find the arteries.
No! Get your fucking fingers out, dude! Ow!
I don't know, man, I've never done this before! What am I supposed to do? How do
get out of my stump! Get out of my fucking stump!
How do we give you a robot arm?
Get out of my fucking stump!
You're gonna need to cauterize that, bro.
You do it!
Oh, okay, and with that, he just like slams his now open palm against you, and once again, you just feel a roiling, boiling like pain at the side of your arm. As he is just heating up his arm into a white hot poker. Hey, there we go, bro.
Oh shit! Okay, fuck, this hurts so much.
Shaddy touches his hot hand just to see how hot it is. And burns his finger. He's obsessed with this. He touches his white hot hand just to see how hot it is.
His literally his nickname in the previous arcade was Shaddy Hot Hand. So
you are going to take 2 points of damage
of course,
for this.
Of course.
But I will say, as you reach out and touch it, and your fingers are just completely burned raw, you have no identifiable fingerprints on your hand anymore.
Interesting.
Does he get a flash of being in a tunnel filled with vampires and two random people that he's never met before?
I will say that, yeah, as you touch this hand and as you feel this white hot sensation and you look at these smooth, red, slowly blistering fingers in front of you, you see another white light and shapes that you do not quite recognize. And yet almost seem like family to you.
He touched a hot pipe, dude.
He shakes it off. He's like, and screams like the loudest. Fa! Yaw!
There is no way you can make that much noise and be in that much pain. No, you have to put it in. You have to. You have to put this in comparison. You have to understand. You just burnt your hand. I got my fucking arm ripped off.
He starts, like, touching the metal walls of the ship, trying to find the coldest wall.
Ah, it's just so hot! Oh! Oh!
Get some fucking perspective. Oh, my God. I can't believe you. You suck. Right, attach the other arm.
You just watch as Bro just begins to just place his right arm upon your own. And as you scream out and you speak of perspective, you look out through the cockpit window, and I'll say both of you make perception checks for me. Or investigation, whichever you'd rather.
Perception for me? Yeah, 22.
Ugh, good. I got a 7.
So, still very much preoccupied with this arm that is being grafted onto your own.
Do I see that it's snowing?
Well, Yernal, you are in space, and as everything slowly begins to crank down from hyperspeed, and as the ship comes to a slow, you're met with the eerie vastness of space. And just beyond the horizon, you can make out shifting, swirling colors, almost like oil in water, a vast, wide-open nebula. The nebula of Zarathos. This is what you see, Yernal, but Shaddy, you see something else. As floating before the ship, you see a giant structure. A large tower, floating in space, cylindrical and white. It appears to stretch on forever, its surface dotted with numerous glass domes, each of which house pleasure biomes, ballrooms, casinos, theaters, spas, and more. This is Century Tower, so named because it is said that it would take a century to walk from one end to the other, so gargantuan a structure is it. But I will say with your roll, you see something else, that as you look out of the cockpit, you see that this tower has no top. nor does it have a base, for on either end of this tower, there are two enormous black holes, rifts in real space. Into one of these, Century Tower disappears, and into the other, Century Tower emerges.
What?
An impossible structure suspended between two impossibilities.
That's fucking sick.
And you two entirely possible individuals are headed straight for it.
Dude. And I pull him in with my good arm. Dude, is it cold?
No, my hands are hot.
I think it's cold. I feel
no,
cold.
No, I'm hot.
No, it's so cold.
No, it's okay, hot.
This is awesome. You can be the hot soldier, and I can be the winter soldier.
Yo, I think you're dying, bro. I think you're dying for
no,
real.
No, I'm good. I've been hit harder than this. Listen, why are there six bros now? This is fine. Listen, just call me the Winter Soldier for no reason now, okay? I just like the name. I think it's cool. It's my new brand, okay?
And Shaddy's like not paying attention anymore because he's just like staring out at this structure and like seeing the black holes and doesn't understand what he can't comprehend like what he's looking at. He's like, what is it? It's like,
I know it's so awesome that I've got a metal arm now. That's what you're focused on. That's what you can see.
No. Look
at
that's what
you're looking at. Look at what? Dude,
look
dude, I'm on my back in a pool of my own blood and I think I'm fine.
Sit up and look.
Why are you being so demanding? You're like mom.
Shaddy like grabs him and like throws his face against like the window.
Holy shit! Look at that dude. Whoa. We need to get in there? Where even are the people we're looking for in there?
Was that to me or was that to him?
It's pretty obvious who that was to. Come on.
You call me bro sometimes.
Was it to me or to him? I don't know.
To you, Rust Bucket, with one arm.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Well, and he just points towards the surface of the tower.
I think wherever we go, we're gonna have a pretty good chance.
As you see on the side of Century Tower, the sign of the company that owns it. Three red W's forming a perfect web as the headquarters of Webflix opens up to you.
I guess we made it.
I guess we made it, bro. This is like the most important mission, and we've been selected for this. We need to realize how important this is, okay? Because if we don't succeed, okay, we could look at the shares of Turlet Industries falling to like, fuck, I mean, like 30 fucking credits a share. You know what I mean? That's just like, oh, that makes me feel sick. Doesn't that make you feel sick to think of the share price being so low?
I think you feel sick because your arm got ripped off.
What are you talking about? My arm is fine. I can still feel it.
It's scraping along the floor.
It's fine. I'm feeling okay. I just need you to realize how important this is, okay?
Yeah. It's important.
Oh, sorry. I just coughed up some of my own blood. It's some internal bleeding. Okay, that's awesome. That's fine.
Do you want me to cauterize your throat?
You need to stay away from me, okay?
Okay.
You're also leaking oil everywhere, okay? You're in bad shape. You might be dying.
Oh, no, sorry. I just got excited. That's all. I'll clean it up. And he just starts wiping the oil away.
Oh, I didn't realize bro got down like that. Okay, fair enough. Does my arm work?
So as you're walking along, like, bro is quite a bit bigger than you, and so the arm is massively disproportional to you.
I've got like a gorilla arm.
For sure. And I will say that anytime you want to do anything with it, it will be at disadvantage, but you will be adding 10 to any roll on top of any modifiers that you have.
Let's fucking go!
Whoa.
I'm gonna kill some motherfuckers with this arm.
That's cool.
I'll put it in a sling, like Bucky does in Winter Soldier, to try and hide how long it is. Okay, so here I see we got two options. We either go vent style, okay? We bust in. We try to get to the top of this tower and we take everyone hostage. Or we could do like a diplomat thing and I'll be like pretending to be like an envoy or whatever and you can be my lackeys. I feel like the vents is a good option, but I just wanted to put that out there that there's two options.
Shadi has no real opinion. He's just kind of staring at this building. He's like, yeah, whatever you want, dude.
And as you say this, suddenly a sound rings out through the ship as the radio crackles to life. And you just hear a voice.
Ah, the turlet. We've been expecting you.
And that is where we're going to end this week's episode.
We found yes! Rickman!
We found him, everyone! We're doing a Die Hard!
Oh, man. That was so fun.
Spectacular, Edward Spence. Absolutely spectacular.
So fun.
And we didn't mention Christmas once. I think we're in the clear. I think we're good. I think we're okay.
I think we're fine. I don't think there was any Christmas references whatsoever.
I think we're fine.
I think we're okay. We'll leave it up to the people, though.
Yeah, what do we think? So far, is this a Christmas series or not?
On balance, what would you say?
Oh, man, this is exciting. This is so fun.
Edward Spence, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
For being our GM for this. This was great fun. And I'm going to figure out how the hell to get out of this space that I found myself in, this random, never-ending world of imagination that I've now trapped myself in.
When you pushed a little girl down.
Yeah, that was bad. That was tough. I also... I guess, like, made her up as well.
Yeah, right.
I made her up, Jasper. I put that kindness into your world.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I pushed over your little fictional girl. That's worse. That's so much worse.
Is this because I kicked you out of your chair at the top of this episode?
Yeah, that's what it is. Right, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
No, in my head, the little girl had your face and beard. And that's why I pushed her over. little girl version of Ed, what have you got going on? Where can people find more of your work?
Oh god, I mean, after this I'm kind of taking a break, but you can find both myself and Jasper in the final two episodes over on Wounded Warrior Project of the next imagined chapter of Middle Earth, The Fourth Age, our award-winning three-season show. Our trilogy is coming to an end. It has been an absolutely incredible, epic, emotional ode to Tolkien's work and the worlds that we grew up loving. Please come and check out our finale. The penultimate episode will be airing on December the 16th, so probably before this has come out, but our finale will be very early in the new year. It's going to be an elegiac epilogue and a chance for us to say goodbye to these incredible stories and these incredible characters that we've been exploring a world that is very familiar to us. And the reason why most of us do roleplay as well. So,
and it's so freaking beautiful. It's literally the reason that I fell in love with Ed GMing. It was like, I played with Ed like one time. I was like, oh, this slaps so
yeah,
hard.
That's awesome.
I want Ed to GM for me forever. Thanks so much, Edward Spence. John Mackey, what you got going on?
You can find me at all the same places.
As Ed? All the same places as Ed?
Yeah. I shadow Ed.
We've been recording this together. It's, yeah.
Everywhere he is, I am as well, quietly.
In the background.
Yes.
Like the insidious monster.
Everywhere you look.
Just over his shoulder.
Yeah. No, you can get, you can listen to my podcast, The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, every Wednesday for free. You can also join us on Patreon, patreon.com/Brett DeMott Show. It's very fun. It's a news and current events show hosted by me playing the most ridiculous middle-aged man who's ever lived, co-hosted by his weird little dumb friend. And we just talk about the news and we interview comedians pretending to be people pulled from real headlines. It's a fun show.
Love it. Love it, love it. Love it. So yeah, good.
That's the best place to find me.
Heck yeah. You can find me at JW_Cartwright in most places. Don't forget to check out the 12 Sided Studios Patreon, where we have a free podcast called The Dodecast, where me and my co-founder Chad talk about all the cool stuff that we've got going on. And if you are listening to this right now, there is a free to get PDF, which is a little module that contains a stat block for the Silverhawk. It has some items, some Axis-related items in there, and even a stat sheet for everyone's favorite shipwright, Hubert. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, it was made by our wonderful friends over at the Dragon's Vault, who have a Treasure Planet-inspired D&D 5th edition setting called Lodestar, which you can head over to Backerkit, and I think you can still back that now, which is very, very cool. So please go check that out. It's going to be free for the month of December. So if you want to grab it now, download that thing. And then if you miss it after December, or if you're listening to this in January, it'll be available on the Patreon store for a couple of bucks. So go check it out. That's about it, I think, for this. Edward Spence, thank you so much again for being RGM. And I'm so excited for the next episode. We're going to mess some things up.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.